No, yo, welcome to another edition of City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening? Yeah, I'm a main man for all the time. Time was good, though. Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy Cass, chilling with my boy Father Time. Time, what's good, dog?
What's up, man? Worked out perfectly.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying. We'll unveil that tomorrow.
True that.
It was good, dog.
Shit, this goddamn snow.
Man, we getting it bad. We getting it real bad. But shit, man.
I'm sick of this shit, man.
Well, you know how I be, man. We got to do what we got to do to get where we got to go. Hey, but check this out, man. We hit up on the... I want to talk about a little something, man. And I see we got a call on early, so we're gonna let this call in and see what's happening. Yo, caller.
You take him off mute.
What it do? What it do? This your man's Bushwick. What's going on?
What's up, dude?
What's going on, fella?
Shit,
just being out here looking at all this snow just keep dropping.
Man, ain't it, man?
What's going on?
This shit crazy, man.
They're looking ugly. They
keep telling y'all. Y'all know what this means, right?
What it mean, dog?
No.
2014, baby. I mean, 2012.
Oh,
I'm about to say, you done changed the year again.
You know what I
you
mean,
must
man?
Be.
2012, man. It's coming, man. Think about it. As long as you've been living, has it ever snowed like it snowed so far this winter?
Let me ask you this. Now, I was at work, and I asked Moldercats talking to me, and they saying that the worst snow was the snowstorm of 69. Well, hell, it didn't end back then. Why should it end now?
I think you would have had a better chance instead of talking about the weather, saying it's going to end, talk about all them birds that just fell out the sky.
Right, because
it's
wintertime.
No, that's not.
No snow going to fall.
The fish, too. What about all those fish that died at one time?
Same thing.
Birds falling out the sky. You got fish just, I'm talking thousands at one time, dude. I'm surprised
all the religious people are getting into it.
I wouldn't
put it past
me. Well, hold on, man. We got another call on.
Hello.
Ms. Barda, what's up, baby?
How you doing, boo? How you doing?
We chilling. You know us, networking and politicking like always.
Yes. So what's good?
Nothing much. We listening to Father Time talk about moon, stars, and quasars. That's all.
Okay, well, let's talk about something else.
Hey, well, check this out. I had a question that I wanted to get started. I want to start off with.
Uh-huh.
Now, check this out. Today, I went to the store, right?
Uh-huh.
And I seen this young lady. I mean, she was looking nice, looking real nice. And she was looking at me. You know what I'm saying? She was winking at me, you know, giving me the eye, whatnot. All right, that's all fine, well, and good. But then my man's in them, you know, my boy, he's kind of down on his luck. You know what I'm saying? But he's still my guy. Shout out to Steve-O.
Right.
Nah. Steve-O finna go to the store. He finna go inside the store. Nah. He see the lady, too. He see her. And he walk up to her. I mean, he didn't ask for no money. He didn't ask for nothing. He just said, hey, you look nice today, Miss Lady. You know what I'm saying? How you doing? You looking real nice today. And she bawled him out. Get the fuck away from me, motherfucker. Now, whatever.
What?
You just paid her a compliment. But now
okay.
I walk in the store. Now I walk in the store. And I say, how you doing? It's like, oh, hey, how you doing? I mean, I didn't even want to talk to you. He didn't want to talk to you. The man paid you a compliment. Me, personally, I didn't like what you had on. You didn't look right to me. But the man paid you a compliment, and you bawled him out. So now, and I always hear that men don't know how to be gentlemen no more. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So now, I know I'm finna hear it. I know I'm finna catch it. But I think that a lot of men don't know how to be gentlemen no more because a lot of ladies fuck it up for them. They fuck it up for y'all. You get these old tired-ass, hood-rat-ass bitches that really fucked it up for y'all. Because, like I said, it's been one time when I gave a female a compliment. I gave her a compliment, and she looked at me and was like, yeah, I know. Bitch, I'm not going to say nothing else to you.
Okay, well, maybe it's the wrong, y'all picking out the wrong kind of women to flirt with.
I mean, it's not flirting. It's not flirting. It's just like, hey, how you doing? I mean, if I give you a compliment, it's just giving you a compliment. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I want to take you home. I'm not saying I want to marry you. I'm not saying I want to do nothing to you. All I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying, that you said something like, man, you know what I'm saying? You look good today. You look nice. And first thing you're going to do is,
thank you.
Why can't you say thank you? Why you got to say, I know?
I mean, she must have, you know, had a bad day, had her ass stick up her ass or something.
But then, I mean,
that don't mean every woman is like that.
I'm not saying every woman, but come on now. You got a lot of them that is, and it's like, hold up, man. I mean, you know, hold on. We got a caller calling in. Miss Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hi, Janine.
We chilling.
Hey.
All right, now, I was sitting here speaking factual. I don't know if y'all going to care to agree with me or not, but you know what I'm saying? A lot of people always saying that chivalry is dead. And I think if it is dead, women kill it.
I say that's because women don't know how to be a woman no more. They want to be thugged out and... You know, you better do for me this and do for me that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm feeling you on that, Wick. I'm feeling you on that.
Oh,
I'm feeling
goodness.
You on that.
I'm starting
now,
to blame y'all saying TLC shit. No scrubs and I'm independent this. You know what I'm saying? They let that, you know how they say that it's our youth listening to music that's making us kill? I say it's the music that the women listening to now.
Really?
Driving their ass crazy.
Wow.
I concur with that.
Okay,
I think
it
is a lot
of
one
tonight.
think about it. Now, I'm not, like I say, you know, I'm not talking about my lovely Sin City lady, but you know what I'm saying? But I know y'all got that friend. I know when Scrubs came out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want no Scrubs, this, that, and the other Scrubs.
Nigga, bet not we have riding no bus.
Bitch, you ain't got no problem either. Now, how you gonna sit there and talk bad about me and you ain't got no more than I got?
Exactly.
Or got less than I got.
Oh,
well,
man, I mean, when that song came out, you couldn't even ride with your boy. You might, you know, you might, you and your boy, well, ain't no sense of us taking two cars. shit,
you know what I'm,
your boy wanted to drive because he didn't want to be the scrub.
You know what I'm saying? You can't holler out the passenger window no more.
How you gonna holler at me out the passenger side, motherfucker? I want the driver.
How would the female feel if you be like, shit, I shouldn't have hollered at you anyway with your walking ass?
Wow.
It's not all women. It is still some good women out there with the good woman morals. But then you got them knuckleheads.
And that's like I said, you should.
But the bad part,
that's
the
like,
bad part is that the good women hang with the bad women. So I don't
and them the ones help make them to the bad ones. You know, only take one bad apple. Set that whole barrel up.
Okay, we can't be all grouped in with our friends.
Okay.
Challenge you, babe, for real. I'm trying to keep my mouth closed.
That we are not all the same.
But okay,
in all fairness, now I got to give y'all a chance to speak. I'll give y'all a chance to speak. Brother, come on, speak your mind, baby.
Like, I mean, we are not all the same. Just because some one person is ignorant don't mean another person is. I mean, everybody has a mother and a father, or a mother or a father, however they was raised. Everybody was raised differently. And I just feel like this. It's a certain, if you want to be, meet a certain type of woman, then you put yourself in a certain type of situation. You don't want to get, talk no hood rat, then stay away from Delaney Project. Stay away from over there on wherever street they hang out at, you know. There's places
and you ain't no good girl. Good girls in the project.
Right.
I ain't saying that everybody in the projects is bad. I'm not saying that either. But you saying that they hood rats. Basically, that's what you're complaining about. You're complaining about them being hood rats and all this. I mean, come on now. They all hang around in the same kind of area, right?
No. Now, see,
you're wrong about that. I don't hang around hood rats.
Just because you stay in Delaney, that don't make you a hood rat. And I don't mean you.
I'm not saying that
person.
Everybody that stay in Delaney is hood rats either. I'm just saying, basically, it's the place that you're located at while you're trying to speak to this person. Where are you at while you're trying to speak to this person?
You could be at the store.
What if I am in Delaney?
Huh?
What about, no, hold on. What if I am in Delaney?
If you in Delaney and she's standing out with booty shorts on, walking up and down the street, you shouldn't have nothing to say to her.
Okay, well, what if she at the grocery store?
If she at the grocery store, then how you doing? If she got them same booty shorts on, then what you speaking to her for?
Because she got them booty shorts on.
So if you, this is what I'm saying. If you're gonna allow what she looking like the turn you on and make you speak to her, then you have to be willing to deal with whatever she dish back. If you going up to a girl with her booty cheeks hanging out and she turn around and roll her eyes at you, hey, don't get mad because you don't know whether or not she has ladylike tendencies or not.
So hold on. What you're telling me is all girls that wear booty shorts ain't nothing but hood rats.
No, I'm not. Don't twist my words. Please don't.
Okay, now, well, be more specific what you said, because I just asked you. Like, I said, what if she had the booty shorts on and she was at the grocery store? Do that still make her a hood rat?
Like I said, if you're going to speak to somebody that is dressed a certain way, their personality is 9 times out of 10 gonna match the way they dressing.
So what you're saying is that if she wear booty shorts 9 times out of 10, she's a hood rat.
No.
Like, you can't keep saying both of them.
I'm not calling nobody no hood rat, first of all.
Sound like you called the lady girls some hood rats to be, but hey.
Okay. I see now that today y'all a little bit bitter and y'all finna start like twisting my words around, so I ain't got nothing else to say. Nothing.
No, baby, come on, don't act like that. We just talking. Just, all right, we gonna let you calm down, Father. We gonna let you calm down. Don't be upset with us, baby. Mm-hmm. Janine, what you think?
I think we all got friends that we hang around that we might not agree with what they do, but that doesn't make us like them. That might have just been somebody we hung around with since we were kids or something, and we just used to their ways. But I think what Butter was trying to say is, you know, if you dress a certain way, don't get upset if someone approaches you a certain way. You know, they talk about it all the time. If you dress like a whore and somebody come up to you and approach you like you a whore, don't get mad. That's how you dress.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
He
said was, how you doing, and she went out. That had nothing to do with what she had on or nothing.
Yes, he did say he was complimenting on her on how she was dressed and all that.
But he
just you look nice today and all of that. He did compliment her on what she was dressing.
Well, now, hold on. What I was saying, let's off the break. Let's start back from the beginning.
Okay.
Now, what I was saying is that, like, you got a lot of women who feel like, okay, because I'm dressed a certain way or I'm looking a certain way, I don't have anything to offer you. So therefore, I can't speak to you. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, my man, you know, he's down and out on his luck right now. But like I said, he wasn't panhandling or nothing. He just told the lady that, you know, you look nice.
Okay, did he look like he was a crackhead or a thief? Or
what do a crackhead or a thief look like? He didn't ask her for nothing. He didn't ask her for shit. That's the problem. You know what? You just said it. You just answered my question. That's what I'm saying. It's the women. That's why I say the women didn't. So now, if I see that, and I'm like, okay, I see what she on. If you ain't about it,
no.
Shit,
I just asked you a question.
Why the fuck am I gonna treat you like? I mean,
I can't ask no questions around here for real.
He should have cussed that motherfucking ass out. That's what he should have did.
But not, and then if you would have did that, the first thing somebody
I said,
thought,
I wasn't
wrong for cussing out.
No,
okay,
well,
now,
yeah,
come
okay.
on. It does depend on how a person looks and what they have on. Because as a woman, mm-hmm. if we somewhere by ourselves,
hey, girl,
and some man
no,
who looking like a hoodlum, a thug, walks up
what
to
if he
us.
Just got off work? What if he just got off work?
What do you have on? Had
it does have something sanctuary. To do with it. If we
Why?
By ourselves now, we get robbed or killed or something.
And
if we get robbed or killed or something, then what? We don't
know
nothing about this person.
He would have said, "What's up, bitch?" She probably would have gave him some game. She probably would have said, like,
"Oh my
fuck?
God, this is that's Mr. Better right there."
Nice,
I said it does depend.
Him,
it does depend
bitch,
on how someone is dressed when they walk up to
her.
Somebody. Okay, I don't care what he wanted. I don't care what he. I don't care what you're talking about.
Hold on. Let's get this up. So, Janine, what you're telling me is that if he look like he kind of down on his luck, and my thing is, he didn't ask you for anything.
I didn't say he asked for anything. I said it depends on how he is dressing and how he is looking.
Right.
That
I mean,
makes a woman get... We tense up sometimes. We just do.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we're
that shit.
It's irritating.
Wait a minute, just listen. Hold on. Just listen to me. Now, I mean, y'all in a crowded area. I mean, there's not no situation where, you know, it don't look menacing or anything. It's just, you know, he walked past, he opened the door, hey, you look nice today. I mean, would you actually just be like, man, fuck you?
No, I wouldn't.
And see, that's what I was saying. That's what I'm trying to get to. That's the point I'm trying to get out, is that, you know what I'm saying, you're not going to just say, oh, fuck you, get your dirty ass away from me. But you got a lot of women that will just, you know what, fuck you, get your dirty ass away from me. Don't talk to me.
Now, the only way I can see a female doing that off the bat is if this man has been, every time he cheats her around, he's harassing her, or every time she goes in his store.
I'm sorry, brother. I understand what you're saying, but I've seen that regularly. I've seen it. And hell, I'm going to tell you like this. When I'm in my work clothes, I've had it done to me. I've walked in the store. Work clothes on. You know what I'm saying? Just got off work. You know what I'm saying? I'm dirty. I just got off work. I walked in the store, and I've seen this lady, and I said, hey, how you doing? That lady looked at me. May I help you? So, I mean, really,
they looked
real
at you like you was a plague.
Yeah. Now I'm like, you know, I'm like, hey, I just came in here to return something. You know, she looking at me like, motherfucker, this, I mean, just was real nasty with me. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm like, you know, I ain't gotta be like, I'm not your sweetheart. Now, I told her, it's just what I said. I said, I'm sorry if I offended you. See here, next.
Wow.
Okay. Now, hold on. Here's the flip side of this. Here's the flip side of it. Seeing this female about a month later.
I said for you.
A month later. No, you ain't got to say something because I'm good on that. Hold on, man. You ain't got to say it. I told you. I'm good on that. I see this female a month later. Now, you know what I'm saying? I'm geared up. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to step out to the club. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking pretty spiffy, if I do say so myself. Oh, I look at her and I walk up to her purposely. Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? We conversate. I'm like, you don't remember me? No, I don't remember you. Where I know you from? Oh, bitch, I'm the one that you was ready to put out the stove. Stinking ass bitch, and I walked away. Not granted, I was wrong, because I could have been a bigger person than just ended the whole conversation. But this is why, this is how men act now. This is how men act, like, okay, you're going to treat me like this, so I'm going to treat everybody else like that. So I just have a tendency to believe that the gentleman era is gone because a lot of the ladies killed it. Now, Father, come on, talk to me, Father. Now we gonna talk. We not gonna. I'm not okay. I was kind of twisting your words around, but no, I wasn't. But
yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yes. All right.
I'm gonna put it to you like this. I really didn't understand what you were saying. So break it down, Father.
One thing I wasn't saying, that people from Delaney are hood rats. Because I have friends that live in Delaney and are not hood rats.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying. So what about the booty short thing?
Okay. Now, answer me this question. If I am wearing, and you know what my body looks like off the West Main, if I'm with you, and I got on some stilettos, some booty, apple booty shorts, and a halter top. Now, you know that I'm in school. I'm a parent. I'm really, you know, a good person and everything. But you bring me around your family. Is your family going to be like, who is that hoe you got with you? Or are they going to be like, who is that black educated woman you got on your arm? How you think they gonna approach you walking with me?
Honestly. Now I'm gonna be real with you. Now, if we talking about my mother's side of the family, they probably would give you that little, who is that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my daddy side, boy, I'm finna fuck her. You better hurry up, because if you don't, I will. I'm a daddy. Now, I don't know. Now, my mother's side, they probably will look at you like that. But now, my father's side, hey, shit, they be trying to rush you.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I understand your concept. I understand the concept and what you're saying. I mean, you wear the booty shorts. But now, I mean, so do you own a pair? Would you wear a pair of booty shorts?
Yeah. In my house.
So now.
In my house.
So you only wear them, around the house?
In my house, on the beach, at the beach.
So as far as like, okay, I'm getting dressed, I'm going to go hang out, you would never wear booty shorts?
No.
Nah, you actually buy booty shorts just to wear around the house.
Yeah. It's somebody, at the time that I bought them, it was somebody at my house looking at me when I walked around my house with my booty shorts on. But
okay.
I know that I like my body shape, but, you know, it's just certain things that I don't think big women should wear. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Oh, what about you?
What, do I got some booty shorts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some.
Would you wear them outside?
Yeah.
So
I sure would.
Okay. Now, you know, I mean, not to be in your business or something, but we know that you work. You say you work in a situation. Not, I mean, we
mm-hmm.
we know you're not going to wear no work. We know you're not going to wear no work.
Of course not. Mm-hmm.
Right. But if you out hanging out, doing what you're doing, you know, just having a good time. I mean, you know, if you feel like, okay, I'm feeling kind of sexy today.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna put your bra on, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, and I mean, because I don't truly think that every man look at a pair of booty shorts and be like, hey, everybody a hoe. Everybody wear booty shorts as hoes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but what I was saying is, like, it ain't what you're wearing. It's the attitude you're carrying with them. You know what I'm saying? If you could wear them, and the motherfucker will look at you and be like, oh, she looks nice. But then you also can wear them and have that stinking-ass attitude, and the motherfucker be like, you're so stinking-ass bitch, fuck up. And you got a lot more people now with that stank attitude that, you know what I'm saying? That makes the men feel this way. That's all I'm saying, brother. That's all. All
right, man. My man Weeks said he want to make a point, dog. Go ahead, make your point, dog.
We were just talking about how a person looks, you know what I'm saying, how they dress. Wouldn't that go with the booty shorts? Just because that woman wearing booty shorts don't make her a hoe? Or just because she dresses sexy don't make her a hoe?
But some people think that. I'm just the type of person that don't care what people think. But that don't mean people don't think that, though.
But you just said you wouldn't talk to a dude if he was dirty and grimy.
I wouldn't. That's my preference.
So that's double-edged sword, then. It's all right for a woman to be dressed sexy with booty shorts on. It's all right for
but
that. But if a dude dirty
but that's
and,
your preference.
But you don't know
what
he's
talking. It depends on what you're talking about. What are you talking about when you mean dirty? Are you talking about looking like a bum dirty?
No, I'm
or are you talking
okay,
about somebody who
just
got off work?
Like I said, he might have just got off work, but you don't know this.
But that's different. He probably got on his work clothes or something like that. That's different.
But
I'm talking about somebody that looked like a bum or something like that. He just looks like a bum. You know when you see a bum.
Right.
Somebody
well, what,
that's no, got off work.
Right.
What a bum
we
like.
Know the difference.
Maybe he wear bum clothes to work. Maybe them the clothes
no.
you want to get dirty.
No. You mm-hmm. know a bum when you see a bum.
Mm-hmm. You can tell a bum.
That's
what
you y'all throwing a double-edged sword then. That's saying I should know a hoe when I see a hoe.
Well.
Good point.
I mean, seriously. I mean, that's exactly what y'all just said.
Okay.
Answer me this question.
When you see a woman dressed provocatively,
Are you looking at this woman like I can be with this woman for the rest of my life? Or are you looking at this woman, I would like to fuck this woman for the rest of my life?
Honest question, baby. When I'm first meeting a woman as a male, especially if I'm out in the club, I'm thinking I just want to fuck this woman and try to get to know her. That goes with every woman when I first meet them. I just want to fuck. It's a man. What y'all say? It's a man's nature. We're not looking at your eyes.
Hold on. I said me.
Now you heard me say me.
No, I didn't say that. Listen to me, brother. Listen to me. I didn't say what I was saying is that I don't think it's just a man's nature. I think women do the same thing.
Oh, they about worse than us. They just sneakier.
You got
me. Honestly. it gotta be some type of physical attraction. Like if you in a let's say the club scene is that. You in a club, it gotta be some type of physical attraction there. I'm sorry. I mean now maybe if you like on a 1-on-1 thing and your girl hook you up with this guy and you look at him and he's not everything that you want him to be, but he might have a good personality. All right, that's another thing. But when you're in the club and you meet a guy in the club or you meet a girl in the club, your mindset is stating, okay, this motherfucker look good or, hey, man, yeah, I'll fuck him or I'll fuck her. I mean, women, am I wrong? What you think about that? Am I wrong?
I don't know.
No, keep it real. Keep it real.
Okay, brother. Not seriously. I'm just asking. I'm not saying that you know certain type of way or. I mean, if that's how you are, that's all fine, well and good. I have no problem with that. But now I'm just asking. I mean, if you seen somebody in the club. I mean, the physical don't mean nothing in the club.
I mean, I feel like this. I'm not a club person. But
oh,
when I was in the club, just listen, please. When I was in the club, I always felt like these men is out here doing the same thing the women doing, trying to see how many numbers they can get. I see if I'm attracted to you, whether or not your facial or your body is a type that I like, that's all I'm looking at. I'm not looking at, oh, I'm going to screw you tonight or whatever, because I know 9 times out of 10, I had a guy come to me twice trying to get my number. He didn't know that he had already tried to get my number earlier that day. I mean, that night. You know what I mean? So I just look at it like, yeah, you might be nice looking, but we'll see what you like when after the club is over with.
Baby, I understand that, but can you answer the question, yes or no?
Boy, she juked around that question like Deion Sanders, dog.
I mean, you went all the way around the answer, brother.
Man,
I did not.
She juked around that mud like a bug, boy.
I did not.
So you do look at the physical, whether it's his body or his face. You do look at the physical when you're in the club, right?
Yes.
Thank you. That's all you have to say.
No. I didn't know I couldn't speak. I didn't know I couldn't express myself.
You just went 3 minutes and
asked
the question.
Hey, Cass, I was about to ask you, did you have some boots over there?
Because
that was the most bullshit I done walked through in a minute.
Wow.
Oh, come on, man. Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bud. I'm just messing with you.
Oh,
nice,
kiss my
nice.
Ass.
Ooh, bring it here, baby. Bring it here, baby. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Whatever.
All right. Hey, Timer.
What up, dude?
You been quiet on this, man. What you think?
Well, I look at it like this, man. Most of these women out here ain't shit. Period. They're selfish as hell. All they think about is they sell.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? They ain't got shit, so they looking for a motherfucker with some shit. Stop it.
That's your topic.
Sorry to hear that. I know, right?
Okay.
What broke
on
ass
that
woman want a broke ass man?
What?
What broke ass woman want a broke ass man? None of them, right?
I don't know, cause I ain't broke.
That's the question that's hard to ask.
That's not the question.
See,
that's
I don't know.
Cause a man is broke ass woman.
If you just answer the question, if you was broke, do you want a man that's broke?
I mean, that's how it usually works. Yes, I have been with a broke man when I was broke.
That's not what I asked.
Yes,
you.
I have.
I said, do you want to be with a broke man? If you're broke, you struggle, you survive, you barely making it.
Uh-huh.
Do you want a broke-ass man that's not going to contribute anything? No, you don't. I said, no, that's no woman wants. No woman wants that.
If a man got something, why the hell he want a
broke-ass
woman? Most men, well, I thought people hated that.
And then you're going to try to go off on a man just because he speak, give you a compliment? Fuck that.
What, man, hold on. Mother, you just said something. Repeat that.
Huh?
I said you just said something. Could you repeat that?
I forgot what I said.
Oh, Lord. Okay. We're going to go to the song. We're going to come back. Please be right back.
I mean, I'm serious.
Use my charisma. Rock up with a twister. Swagger down pat. Call my dick Patricia. Young money militia. And I am that commissioner. You don't stop easy cause the F is my commissioner. So misunderstood, but what's the world without enigma? Two bitches at the same time, synchronized swimmers. Got the girl twisted cause she open when you twist her. Never met the bitch, but I fuck her like I missed her. Life is a bitch and death is her sister. Sleep is the cousin, what a fucking family picture. You know all the time, we all know mother nature. It's all in the family, but I am of no relation. No matter who's buying, I'm a celebration. Black and white diamonds, fuck segregation. Fuck that shit, my money up. You niggas just running up. Young money running shit, and you niggas just running up. I don't feel I done enough, so I'ma keep on doing this shit. Let's go shit a young tuna fish. If you don't understand me, had my heart broken by this woman named Tammy. But hoes gon' be hoes, so I couldn't blame Tammy. Just talked to mom, told her she the sweetest. I beat the beat up, calling self defense. Swear man, I be seeing through these niggas like sequence. Niggas think they heathen, pow pow beating. Talking to myself because I am my own consultant. Married to the money, fuck the world, that's adultery. You full of shit, you close your mouth and let your ass talk. Young money eating, all you haters do is ass. So stop playing, bitch, I got this game on deadbolt. Mind so sharp, I fuck around and cut my head off. Real nigga all day and tomorrow. But these motherfuckers talking crazy like they jaw broke. Glass half empty, half full, I'll feel ya. Try me and run into a wall, I'll feel the. You know I'm a ball till they turn off the field lights. The fruits of my labor, I enjoy them while they feel right. Bitch, stop playing, I do it like a king do. If these niggas animals, then I'ma have a mink soon. Tell them bitches I they put my name on the wall. I speak the truth, but I guess that's a foreign language to y'all. And I call it like I see it. And my glasses on. But most of y'all don't get the picture unless the flash is on. Satisfied with nothing. You don't know the half of it. Young money, cash money. Paper chasers, tell that paper, look, I'm right behind ya. Bitch, real G's moving silence like lasagna. People say I'm borderline crazy, sort of kinda. Woman of my dreams, I don't sleep so I can't find her. You niggas are gelatin, peanuts to an elephant. I got through that sentence like a subject and a predicate. Kid, with a swag you would kill for. Money too strong, pockets on bodybuilder. Jumped in the wishing well, now wish me well. Tell them kiss my ass, call that kiss and tell. Yeah, word to my mama, I'm out of my llama bean. Don't wanna see what that drama means. Get some drama mean, llama queen. Hotter than summer sun on a Donna queen. Now all I want is hits, bitch, Wayne signed a fiend. I play the side for you niggas just trying to run and see. Son of gun, son of Sam, you niggas the son of me.
disturb me. And we'll be all over the flow like Luda. Bitch, I blow like Cuba. Bitch, I'm bold like Cuba. And I keep a killer hoe. She gon' blow right through ya. I'll be macking about my second amount. I pack like a mover. Shout the ratchet for backing out on behalf of my shooter. Niggas think they high as I come life at your ruler. Cash money, cold bitch, but I ask you to cooler. Wait, these niggas out of their mind. And it's only fuck niggas in my time. Gotta keep them bucks to be on my mind. Fuck these, I fuck these on your mind. Pause, just beat them on my grind. Gonna get a little lucky. Throw my sound in the middle, hit them my piece on my side. Cause ain't no peace on my side. Bitch, I'm a man. I visit urinals with bride. Don't tell me who I'm shooting when the funeral outside. I'm uptown, thoroughbred at BX. Nigga, you heard Gunna.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back.
Yo, yo, y'all, we back, we back. And once again, we hope Cooler Heads has prevailed. Ain't that right, Bottom? I'm just messing with you, know, I'm just teasing, baby. You know, I'm just messing with you. So, now, as a result of all of that last conversation, we all in agreement that you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Janine. Come on, Janine. What you got to say?
What? I ain't got nothing to
heard
say.
That, I heard that old huff. Come on, speak. I mean, that's...
Yo, hold on, man. We got somebody new to Sand City. Carla, what's up?
Hello.
What's up, Ray?
Hello.
What's the going on?
Nothing too much.
What's on your mind?
I don't judge a book by its cover.
Okay. So now let me ask. I've asked the women earlier. I mean, like I said, I've seen it firsthand today. And, yeah, it did upset me. It upset me the way old girl came to do. And, I mean, he really didn't. I mean, he didn't do nothing. He just paid her a compliment. And she went smooth the fuck off on him. I mean.
Yeah, I heard it. I was on there. I was listening at that point. I was listening for a while, so I heard everything everybody said, but I don't do it because I have been judged like that, and I didn't like it, so I don't do it.
Okay. And I mean, but now, let me ask you, this is just my personal opinion. I don't know if me and you're going to agree on it or not, but like I said, they say chivalry is dead, and I say, yeah, it's dead because women killed it.
Well, maybe they did. I don't know.
I mean, you got an opinion on it.
Well, I don't think it's dead. Because everybody ain't the same.
Okay. All right, well, you know what? I'm going to do something. I'm going to ask a couple of questions, and I just want y'all honest opinion. All right. What y'all think about, okay, the thug women. Thug women. I mean, y'all know who we're talking. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the ones, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the pants sagging, drinking the 40 with their homeboys, smoking the blunt, you know what I'm
she's
saying?
A lesbian.
No, she's not a lesbian. No, she's not a lesbian. But that's your first thought process if you see a... I didn't say a stud. I said a thug.
Oh, I've never met a thug woman.
You've never met a... So in other words...
They was always lesbians.
Well, no, you got to worry about that.
It don't matter if they're lesbians or not. How do you feel about it? The thug-ass girls.
They didn't have the... They might not have found themselves yet.
What you mean?
They might not have found themselves yet. They might not have
had the came out of the closet, they might not have.
Wait a minute. So in other words, I'm asking because I don't want to put words in your mouth. What you're saying is that they just don't know they lesbians yet. If they thug balls, 9 times out of 10, they can turn lesbian.
No, they might not ever turn lesbian. They might not ever experience another woman.
But you thinking that's what they lack is, to go all the way. Once they find that other woman, they going to go all the way.
I mean, I don't know what kind of woman you're talking about. Like, I mean, I'm talking about
the wife beaters, the wife beaters, khaki wearing, thugs out, French braids to the pack.
I've never met a woman like that like dick, I swear. I have never, so I've never met a woman like that like dick, so I really don't know. I don't have an opinion.
I mean, I've ran into a lot of them. Hell. What about you, Janine? The thug woman. What do you think about it?
Well, of course I don't care for it. I don't care for when men sagging, so I'm definitely not going to care for it if a woman sagging, but that's everybody's preference on how they choose to dress.
Okay.
That's a great ass fucking answer.
Well, what about you, Felicia?
I don't have an opinion about a thug woman, period, because as far as I'm concerned, I feel like I'm a thug.
Yeah, I think you are too.
What you
going? Yeah, I am. And I mean, when I'm painting the house and when I'm cleaning and I may need to run out to the store, I may wear some pants or some sweats or something that's too big, and they just may be sagging. But I don't dress like that all the time. But if need be, I feel like I am a thug. And that doesn't have anything to do with being gay or anything like that. It's just me.
So you drink the 40 ounces too?
No, I don't drink 40s.
Double deuces, huh?
From time to time.
Oh, my girl, that's what I'm talking about. Shit. Bring me one. This snowstorm got a motherfucker feeling bad.
That goes back to judging a book by its cover. You never know what a person is or how they are by looking at them.
I'm not judging nobody. I'm saying I've never met a woman who has worn a beater. I messed around with a woman who wore a beater and had pants sagging and braids to the back and drunk 40s and rolled blunts and all of that. I've never met a woman who liked men and dressed that way. That doesn't mean that I'm judging anybody.
But the sexual orientation has nothing to do with that. No matter
I'm
if they
telling,
gay or not, we're
just you
just
the,
oh, just talking about the, yeah. How you feel about the thug ass girls. It don't matter if they gay or not.
Oh my goodness.
What them being gay got it? They don't got nothing to do with it. Wait, what you think,
okay,
man?
It don't have nothing to do about what he's talking
about. I'd have been cool
about
with some thug ass women. You know what I'm saying? So to each
oh
their own, man.
I am not.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Oh, Jesus. Lord have mercy.
Breathe, honey. Breathe. Do that moosah stuff. That usually
yes.
works.
Moosah. Moosah.
There you go. I got anger management classes too, every Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Okay, now
mind,
I gotta ask
baby.
The question. I gotta ask the question. Why? I mean, we just having a normal conversation. Why is everybody blowing up?
Who blew up?
I mean, she got a woo sign. I mean, what's wrong? We just having a normal conversation. That's all. You don't have to woo. Everybody entitled to their opinion. That's what we're here for, Sin City. We voice our opinion. We want to hear yours, and hopefully you want to hear ours. That's why we're on the show, right? I said right, damn. Somebody say it's right.
Right.
Thank you, baby. God,
I got a question.
Damn.
I don't listen to the radio too much. But can somebody tell me what the hell is this 50 Cent Sierra thing all about?
No, I ain't heard nothing about it.
I don't know how to slide it.
He tweeted her, called her a bitch.
They did used to date.
She said they were just good friends. That it was
no, they were in a long-term relationship for a couple of years.
I'm telling you that. She said he like my best friend. We've been friends for years.
That's not true.
I'm reading a quote right here. He's like my best friend. I'm telling you, I'm reading a quote right here. He's like my best friend. He's been my best friend for years.
Mm-hmm. That Miss TMZ that told you that ain't true.
They were in a relationship for a couple of years. I mean, when they had it all in the cover in the papers, talking about how he took on these trips and had her on his plane filled with roses and all this stuff, they were in a relationship. And I think they broke up like last year or something like that. So they probably are feuding.
I'm just wondering.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were in a relationship too, but hey, I could be wrong.
Well, you know that's the new way to cuss somebody out. Now you do it on the internet. You don't have to do it face to face. Call them a bitch on the internet.
Apparently, that's what he did.
That's okay.
And she tweeted him back, but you got to call me a bitch.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm reading right now. Then he said, I ain't gonna go back and forth with you, so quit it. You know, I'm just trying to lighten. I'm trying to lighten the load up, y'all. Help me out.
Whew.
Know what I'm saying? But okay, all right. I'm gonna get back on the topic. I need somebody to answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This girl gave me her number yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
About noon, right? I goes to call about 11 o'clock last night. She told me don't call her no more.
Mm.
I took too long to call her.
Mm.
What kind of shit is that? I took too long to call her, so she said don't call me no more. What kind of shit is that? What the fuck is I
think
she's gonna call you?
Who I got tears in my ass?
What the fuck is that? What you do? She said I didn't call her right away. She gave me her due. She gave me her number about noon. I called her like 11 o'clock last night. She said don't call me. She didn't call me right away. What the fuck is that shit?
Was that a real reason? Did she just say, or maybe her dude was right there?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, hey,
that could have been it. Yeah.
Well, he must still be that because I called again and then she answered the goddamn phone, and I texted.
Somebody took him back. Damn. She said, "Don't call her no more."
I texted. She sent me back just a letter. Oh. What the fuck?
Well, hold on, brother. What did you text her and say?
I texted, right?
Right.
I said, what's up? Why you tripping? He texted back and said, oh, just a letter O. I don't know what that shit means.
Wow.
She texted back what?
Dude, she just texted me back the letter O, man, right? So I'm thinking, do I need to go get heated up or what? What does O mean?
I don't know, dog. I've had that happen, Dad. But now the thing was, it was like, my dude found your number, so I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna say, look, don't call me no more. But you know, I don't mean it because he found the number. Now I didn't have that before. My mother's just like, motherfucker, don't call me no more. You ain't called me when I told you to.
That's exactly what she said. She said you took too long to call me. I said, well, goddamn, it ain't been 12 hours. What the fuck? I mean, what I supposed to get your number, go home right away and call you right back at 12:15? Come on.
What? Did you tell her you was going to call her right back? Was she expecting the phone call?
She gave me a number. She said, call me anytime. Her words. Call me anytime. Her words. I called her like 11 o'clock. Don't call me. You took too long to call me. I'm cool. And hung up.
Her dude was sitting in front of her face. And
that's the only thing I can see, man, is her dude had to be there.
Okay, but what about the text and just the letter? Oh, what the fuck does that shit mean? My daughter doesn't even know what that shit means. I'm like, what is
that? I don't know, man.
Just the letter. Oh, what does that stand for?
He probably got that text and said, oh, now he done whooped her ass because you texted him.
She was probably getting ready to text something. That's when he smacked the shit out of her. So all she got was that, oh.
I didn't think about that. That could be. I don't know. I just thought the shit was kind of strange, man. You know what I mean? I mean, if he gets a number, then go and, I mean, most dudes get a number, they going to wait. Ain't no, they ain't going to the crib and call her right then. And then they're going to wait. They're going to play it cool. A couple of days later.
Now, what is the expected time to call? Brother, if you gave somebody your number, what is the expected time that they supposed to call, that you think they should call?
Whenever.
Do you think he waited too long to call?
No, I don't think he waited too long.
Okay. I mean, all right, so what's the expected time? Anywhere between what?
I mean, if you want me to remember you, if you want me to remember who you are, I mean, within the week that we exchange numbers, I would expect for you to call within that first week.
Okay, so what's the time limit on it? That's 7 days. That's 7 days.
Yeah.
I can sit with that. Okay, Janine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How many days it would take?
I usually say 3. That's my, I wait 3 days before I call.
So 3 to 7 days. Okay,
not before you call, before he call you.
Right. You
I'm just saying if I was the one that, you know, was supposed to call, I would wait 3 days.
Okay, so would I. I agree with you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what about you? How long do I wait? Call you.
You asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, I think a week or two is sufficient. It really don't make me no difference. If they want to call sooner, then fine. If they don't, I really don't care. Because some people are busy.
Yeah.
Don't have time to be calling people, you know, right away.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, check this out. I'm about to call this girl from the show.
Oh, my God.
I want y'all to back me up.
Oh, my God.
I want y'all to back me up. Y'all got me?
Yeah,
we got you, dog.
I ain't calling that crazy-ass girl, man. Chris, fuck that. It really tripped me out, man. I've never been in that kind of situation. I mean, you know, 11 hours? Come on, man.
You must have promised us something on the low, man. What'd you promise us?
She approached me, gave me her number, and said, call me. Call me whenever you want. That's all she said. Well, I call her, and then she said, you waited too long to call me. Just give me a chance to say nothing, because she hung up.
It's
she said, I'm
okay.
Cool, dude, and click on me. I was like, what the fuck? What the
fuck?
It's your opportunity. I know.
That window of opportunity closed.
You know what, though? The next time that happens, I'm calling her ass while we're standing there talking. Once you give me the number, I'm going to be dialing that. Now, you walk that way, I'm going to walk where we can talk. Crazy, man. But this just goes to show you how crazy these women are in this world, man. This is crazy-ass women out.
You didn't hit her with that famous line, did you?
Dude, she approached me, man. I didn't hit her with shit.
Oh, okay. I thought you might have hit her with that famous line of yours.
No.
What is that? Please.
Not the pube line, dog. I didn't even use the pube line.
Please tell me. I want to hear his line.
That's inside.
Oh,
you don't want
to
share with your Sin City family.
You need to know. You need to know basis. It's old school.
Shit.
Right, please. You my line, dog.
I don't know how you can forget it. Shit, we got so many good laughs off of it.
Okay. All right, y'all, we're going to go into a song right quick. We can come back and let everybody get recharged. I'm going to go with, get y'all off with some Lil Wayne. Did we just play that?
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Oh, so you skipping on me, man. All right, let's try this.
that you laughed about.
Yo, yo, yo. Hey, y'all, we back. So, ladies, y'all got to help me out. During the break, my man not understanding what happened. I mean, and I'm not understanding either, so. What do y'all think? I mean, don't y'all think that, oh, boy, she had a dude right there?
Nope. Yeah, that's what we said before earlier. She, her dude was probably sitting right there.
So, do y'all think he should call her back?
No.
No.
Please don't.
Fuck that. Something crazy, man. Something wrong. She ain't got it all.
And that's what she gonna think, you ain't got it all when you call her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, let me ask y'all a question. Turn into that same thing. If you gave a guy your number and he called you back a couple hours, would that make you think this motherfucker desperate?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I didn't call her.
You did, though.
Well,
that night.
Left out was later. But it was later on that night. It wasn't right away.
It was still that same day.
I think that was the proper time
right
to call,
away.
Dude.
Huh?
I think you gave it the proper time to call, man. I mean, you didn't. You wasn't rushing. You called that night, at night, man. You know, you come over, have a nightcap, do something, chill, do something. But she needs that you can say hello.
Dude, she straight hung up on me.
I mean, she didn't get no risk. She just hung up on you.
Dude,
you took too long.
Why? She said, you took too long to call me. I'm cool. And click. I said hello. That's it. You know, I'm with somebody answer the phone. I say, hey, hello. Oh, you took too long to call me. I'm cool. Click. That's the whole time.
Maybe she thought you were somebody else.
I don't know.
Maybe she was like wanting some dick right then at that time, and you looked like the third person that would have called her right away.
So she was a prostitute?
She might have been. She might have been.
I don't know.
She might have been looking for one of them.
Well, she just couldn't be a horny ass person.
That's what I'm saying. She could have been a horny person looking for some dick, and he looked like he was looking for some coochie, so she gave him her number and expected him to call right away while her dude was away so she can get her freak on, and he didn't call. So
she needed to pay her bill by 5 o'clock.
Right.
You didn't call it that.
Fuck you.
Yes.
I ain't trying to come off. You know what I'm saying? I ain't desperate, so I ain't trying to portray that I'm desperate. I'm gonna call you like 20 minutes later. You know what I mean? I mean, come on, man. Damn. That shit don't make no sense, man. She was cute.
So in other words,
that's why he's upset about it right now.
That's right. So in other words, when you called her, she pretty much just told
now
you.
Now get the stepping.
I guess so, man. That shit was fucking crazy, man. I've never experienced no shit like that in my life, man.
Tell too, dog. You was upset, wait.
I was upset, man. I stopped to call her ass. Oh, man.
No,
you
don't
hang up on me. You done lost your motherfucking mind.
Oh, man. Come on, dog. Don't do that.
Goes to show you that everybody ain't wrapped too tight, man. I saw that. For myself. That motherfucker was crazy. It could be a blessing in disguise, man.
It could have been. But I guarantee y'all one thing, but when she hung up that phone, I know what he was thinking.
You son of a bitch.
That was the first
words that came out of his mouth.
I was like looking stupid, man. I actually held a phone for like 20 seconds, like.
What just happened? It didn't really just happen.
Hung up on me. Hung up on me.
Oh boy.
Dude, I'm telling you. When she clicked the phone, I'm sitting there holding the phone like,
Fuck me.
Fuck you.
Fuck me?
No, fuck you. Fuck
you.
And so when you call back the second time, let me get this right. Not only did you call back, you also text too, right?
I text like, what the fuck? What, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, what happened? Why you tripping?
And that's when she put that, the O.
No.
Oh,
actually, what she was. Actually,
you still don't get it, do you? Huh?
Hold on, man. We got to bring somebody in. Lord, have mercy. I hope this ain't her.
Oh.
651.
Yes, we're calling on coming to the question. I think it's because the women have become too independent.
Who might this be?
This is Nate.
This is Nate.
Yeah, Nate.
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 What's up, girl? What's up, girl?
Women have becoming too independent.
Yes.
Mm.
So men got to be much harder.
Mm.
Because they don't know how to handle the independent woman.
Mm.
Oh, man, get the fuck out of here with that, y'all. Come on, man. Man, we're just fucking together, man. Come on.
Come on, man.
Hey,
he answered his opinion.
He said the politically correct answer.
No, he didn't say what you wanted him to say. That's not right. He has his own opinion.
Hey, dog, I still need that shirt, man.
Yes, sir. Me go bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
All right. Y'all heard his feelings.
Nah, that's my boy. That's my boy. Oh, he hung up.
Yeah.
Me
go bye-bye.
All right, now check this out. I'm glad he called. This brings up another story. Huh?
Who was that, Abel's little brother?
No.
You know, more African.
What?
You said what?
I said he's not African. He's a brother.
Mm. He's intoxicated.
He just got
wow. He's intoxicated.
Wow. All
right, check this out, y'all. Now, y'all tell me how y'all react in the situation. Meet a girl at the club, right? You fucked up. You come home. You do the do. You get up the next day. And the bitch is pissed all in your bed. What do you
Oh, nasty, man.
What do you do? What's your reaction?
This happened to you again.
Hold on. Whoa. I'm gonna go now. I'm gonna start with you, Wick. Wick, what's your reaction?
Man,
you
I'm putting
home,
my
fucked up. Hey, she's pissing your bed.
Get your nasty ass out my bed, bitch. I'm gonna be real ugly with it too.
I'm
sorry because it's gonna bring the because that's just nasty.
Wow.
That's some trifling ass shit. Bitch, you could have got up and went to the bathroom.
But they
got
played
my
they
black
were
ass
fucked
up.
Up.
Huh?
You know, my police is that I was drunk. Excuse.
Man, fuck
I fucked
that.
Up.
Fuck that. That's
okay.
Bullshit. All
right.
Okay. All right. I mean, honestly, that's, I don't know. That's, because I have seizures. And I can, I have seizures, and I can lose control of my bladder if I'm having a seizure. So if I have a seizure in your bed and I'm asleep and I lose control of my bladder, you're going to whoop my ass and put me out in the morning, for real. Damn.
Okay, Janine. What do you do? You brought a dude home. He pissed me. What you do?
That'll never happen.
You sure it's pissed?
In case it did.
She could be a squirter.
What?
She could
be a squirter. Nah, nah. I know the difference.
Oh,
that'll never happen.
Okay, well, let's just say, hypothetically, if it did happen, how would you react?
I ain't talking about pissing on myself. I'm talking about coming home with a man from the club.
It has happened.
It has happened to many of us.
So how do you react?
Shit, I react. Get your ass up. Clean your bed up. Do something.
Uh-huh.
It's your crib.
You heard that? What was that?
Depends on how long I know him, not somebody I just met.
Okay, Red, what do you do?
I don't know. That's a hard one. That's crazy. I don't know what I would do in a situation like that.
That's fucked up.
All right, dog, what you do? How you handle it?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I just. I would be mad. I ain't gonna lie. I would be mad. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I'll probably just give her that look like, is she pissed in my bed? I don't know, man. I don't know if I would just go all out. But yeah, I probably would. I would be upset, but I don't think I'd just cuss her out. You
okay,
ain't going man. Back to sleep in my crib no more, though. That's for goddamn sure. Let me ask a question. Now, I've had a situation where I had a friend over and they spent the night. Now, you know, I mean, whenever you go over somebody's house, you dress to impress. You know what I'm saying? You ain't finna come over there looking all crazy. Now, she came over, I mean, she was looking nice. You know, we fell asleep, she spent the night. But now, I guess, we had a couple of cocktails. So, I guess she just got comfortable. She really felt like she was really comfortable. And she took her wig off. Now, take your mind now, when we went to sleep, she had long flowing hair. Now, when I wake up, she has this braid on the top of her head. You know, they didn't do all that part back down. Lo and behold, you can imagine how I look when daylight hitting out, my eyes open and I see this damn braid. So now I'm poking her like, what the fuck? You know, so I'm poking her. She like, you know, shrugging me off. And I'm like, hey. So, you know, she wake up and I'm like, you lost something. So she opened her eyes and she looked down and she see her wig on the floor. So she feels the top of her head. She jumps up, she yells, oh my God. She jumps up, she throws her wig on. But I'm telling her, like, all right, like, calm down. But y'all know she would not talk to me again. Did I do something wrong?
She was embarrassed. She was totally embarrassed.
What did you say? Did I do something wrong?
She was embarrassed beyond belief.
I think she was embarrassed, dog.
Should I have put
the
wig back on her head while she was asleep? I mean, what?
You should have never
said
that.
Now, hold on. You know what? That's funny. She was embarrassed for her wig. Oh, girl, that pissed in my bed. That bitch wasn't even embarrassed at all. That shit don't make no sense.
It's
my bad. And that was it. My bad.
She might have had sleeping disorder.
Fuck, what are you supposed to tell a motherfucker some shit like that up front? I might piss in your bed.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, she might have had one of them dreams that you think you're going to the bathroom.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
You know, you're supposed to let known.
I ain't scrubbed a motherfucking mattress since my daughter was a baby. Mm. Fuck out of here, man.
But now, okay, now in that case, but now I see old girl. I'm like, hey, how you doing? You doing? She will not speak. All right, and just keep walking.
She was embarrassed. She might have a self-esteem problem, and that was very embarrassing for her.
I didn't take the wig off. She took it off on her own.
Hey, the alcohol makes you do things you don't remember.
That could be, maybe she thought you took it off, trying to be funny.
No. Finally, we sat down and we talked, and she said she just felt comfortable. She thought she was at home. She said she thought she was at home, so she pulled the wig off. I mean, hell, you got this. Imagine my surprise to see this motherfucking twig sitting on her motherfucking head. I mean, I knew she had a wig on, but shit, I didn't want to see that twig. Shit, you know how scared I was to look up under them covers? Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute, that motherfucker, I've been drinking, but wait a minute, I know what the fuck I had last night. Yeah. And this ain't it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh my God, I mean, and y'all, let me tell you.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you think shit was real when you first saw?
Nah, I knew she had I didn't know whether it was a wig or weave, but I knew it wasn't all her hair. I mean, I guess it was her hair, she bought it. But I expected to see that hair on her head when I opened my eyes. And I mean, was in dire need of a perm.
Wow.
My son did that before.
But now, I mean, in all honesty, we both fell asleep. We fell asleep, but you're right, and that was my fault because she should have, after we finished, I should have been, hey, all right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Do
the women get offended when you kick them out?
When you what?
I mean, when you tell them, all right, it's time for you to go. Because I said that to one girl, and she got pissed off at me. And I told her like Jay-Z said, I think you feel more comfortable in your own bed.
Wow, seriously?
Yeah, I mean, did I do something wrong?
I agree.
Oh.
Your ass.
Oh.
I would never tell a female that.
I mean, you know, I guess it's how you say it.
Men get offended too.
Mm-hmm.
I know I would be.
Yeah.
Like you just used me. Like, all right, I'm good. Get the fuck out.
I'm like,
you know what?
Okay.
A lot of times we be trying to figure out how in the fuck we gonna get out this house.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but you would just be like,
it's different when they actually tell you to get the fuck out. It's different. You be like, oh,
I know. No matter if you want to leave or not, it's different when they tell you to get out.
You
can want to leave, but when they tell you to leave, you like, hold up. What you mean? Leave.
I got a test thought to do, man.
Like, all right, I got to go. But now she's like, all right, you can go now.
Huh? I feel cheap.
You use me. I feel used now.
You know, I feel cheap.
Like a hoe, like, well, shit, give me $20 then, bitch. Let me go. Pay me like a hoe. Pay me like a hoe.
Oh, shit. Well, now, I got this little test I used to do, man. I used to do this. I would, after it was over, like, especially, like, the late night things, after it was over, I would immediately grab for my pants to see what her reaction going to be. Nah, if she gave me that, what you want to go? Huh?
I'm saying, dude, right after you busted nuts, she was like, all right, you can take your ass home now. How did she going to make you? You want to leave anyway, but now she just told you.
What?
You can go ahead and leave. can get out now. Thank you. I'm
well,
good.
I mean, I figured y'all should get that mutual understanding before y'all even start. That way,
yes,
you know,
that's what it do. Yes, yes. Tell her to say it again.
I mean, now you gonna say, baby? What I mean, you know, we're gonna do this. Is, you know, is it gonna be cuddle time or, you know, time to hit that road?
You misunderstanding. Okay, true enough. You get your nut. You ready to go? Right.
Yeah.
Before you leave, she actually tells you you can leave.
Right. Okay. What's the problem? I'm going anyway.
Right.
So that wouldn't bother you. I mean, even though you was leaving anyway, somebody just telling you to do it, that just didn't make your hairs on the back of your neck stand up from that. I get what you're saying. It's like somebody just because you want to leave. It's different. You wanting to leave and somebody telling you to leave.
Y'all so caught up in y'all feelings. Hold a little ticket.
Yeah, just like saying you didn't want to be with her no more, but she you want to break up with her, but you don't want to hurt her feelings. And then when she say, "I don't want to be with you no more," you be like, "Why, baby? Why?"
Yeah, that's the point that he's trying to make.
That's crazy.
And matter of fact, you can put your shoes on outside the door.
Now you're wrong. I always get dressed with this goddamn house. Now I'm with you on that one. This is gonna be somebody putting my shoes on the porch and it's cold outside. Nah.
It's gonna be summer. I'll wait till summertime.
Nah, shit. I'm gonna break something on my way out. You can believe that.
Wow.
Yeah, this your mama's crystal vase she gave you. Take that, bitch.
No, dog.
Wow.
What you do is you accidentally walk past and accidentally push a TV up. Oh, my bad.
You run.
Right, you push that TV off the stand, break, make sure it's broke. All that. Guess what? So what the fuck she gonna do?
How y'all feelings get so hurt? It's
ridiculous. Dang it. Pitiful.
Nah, come on, that's the difference between feelings and getting hurt. And you
I mean,
being
that's
like,
just
damn.
Like, okay.
What?
A chick
but
laying there. Listen. Like a chick laying there getting banged up. And then as soon as she laying there, like, all enjoying it, thinking, like, damn, that was so good. And he getting up, putting his clothes on, getting on the phone, talking, making plans to do something else. That's just hurtful, ain't it?
If a woman do some shit like that to me, I'm going to get her ass back. I'm getting her ass back. I'm slicing some tires. I'm busting out some. She's going to pay for that shit.
Don't do it, y'all. Don't do it because it's a hurtful feeling. I'm telling you because I've got done like that. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
What?
I mean, because I got done like that. I mean, I was all off into it, and she like, "Oh, daddy, is it good? Yeah, baby. Oh, you feel it? Yeah, baby, get your ass up." I said, "What?" She said, "I said, get your ass up.
Wow.
You act like you ain't got time for me? Get your ass." I said, "Man, I told her, I said, bitch, you almost became a victim of date rape. Let me get the fuck out of here." But I got up because I ain't got time for no cases. But boy, I cussed that bitch for everything she was worth.
Called anything but the son of God, huh?
Well, she was mad because you hadn't spent time with her?
Yeah.
Oh,
so she figured the best way to get them back, don't let them bust that nut. That's dirty.
And I was hurt. That's dirty as hell.
Well, you can't let a nut go to waste now.
Okay, I don't know if I could have did that.
Can't let a nut go to waste.
Wait.
What up, though?
If I don't bust a nut, I'm busting something. I'm getting busted.
I gotta let this frustration out some goddamn way.
Goddamn right. In the middle of it, he's talking about get up. Fuck that.
Hey man, it didn't happen. Well, check this out, y'all. We came down to the end of the show. But we can keep this going because we on CNCity.Spruce.com and live in the chat room. We can keep this conversation rolling. So if y'all want, y'all can hit us up. Get up in the chat room. I'll let you block see Janine already. This is the first time Janine ever been the first one in the chat room. Janine is always the last one to come. We got last words before we get out of here. We're going to start with you, Wick.
Much love to Sin City. Much love to the ladies on Sin City. I want to give shouts out to my girl, Mick. It's her birthday today. Much love.
Happy early birthday to you, too, man.
Well, thank you, dog.
You got 2 hours to go, man.
Yes, sir. Almost there.
Me too, Wick.
Oh, for real? Oh, happy birthday, baby.
My birthday tomorrow, too.
That's why I say happy birthday.
Really?
You're a sweet. I know you must be a sweet person.
Of course.
Well,
not want to be.
Right.
Hey, where all these sexy pictures at, y'all? Where the sexy pics at?
Oh, man, that shit is over. Dollar still sending them, but there ain't nobody getting no money.
Janine won that one. I told you to let Janine win that one anyway.
I was going to win it anyway.
Buddy, you got any last words?
I would like to put out a prayer for Candy tonight. She on the highway moving in this bad weather. So I would like to put a prayer out for her tonight. I enjoyed myself as much as I could with all of the negativity that was beating out this earlier. But we ain't going to go over there.
Wow.
Come on in the chat room with us, girl. Come on in the chat room. Janae, any last words, baby?
Yeah. I don't always come last. Sometimes I do come first.
All righty.
You be coming hard and long, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Hey, any last words?
Nah, good show.
No. All right, like I said, y'all, sincity.spruze.com, S-P-R-U-Z. Let's get it in. Let's have fun tonight. We in the chat room.
She want it, I can tell she want it. Told me to push up on it, cause you know where I'm all on it. We get the party going, liquor flowing, this is fire. 50 in Jeremiah, number one, there's nothing higher. Get it,
Oh, no,
get it.